All right, today on Fun Friday, we...
if you're on the podcast, I threw up a little hand signal that made no sense at all.
He did a hack a hashtag.
I did. It was like a... No, yes.
Oh, you were doing your FFs and they were inverted on one hand.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so sorry. I try not... Everyone, I can't get it out of my head.
And everyone, so. I think this is going to be the one that we're going to move into our introduction without him trying to make it a thing. So...
Y'all should write us and tell us, you know, let's make a thing.
So, yeah, okay. Or come up with a thing so we can do that. And he can stop doing that. But today's episode, I'm really excited about because it's all about... dancing. Oh, not that I'm a good dancer or anything. Well, that's actually what the whole thing is about, us learning to dance.
I've only got like a couple moves in there.
Me too. This. Oh, dang, I messed up my hair in that whole transition.
So yeah, we want to move beyond that if we can. Like, we're not really born dancers, so it'd be cool if we were, but we're not. We'll get into that
so
momentarily.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for this episode because we're going to tell you how we attempted to become better dancers.
Hey, what's up, B-Fam? Randall and Scarlett here. Welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family podcast.
This podcast is all about helping blended families strengthen relationships with their spouse and kids while growing their relationship with God, with new episodes every Monday and Friday.
Now, Monday mornings, we take one hot topic that seems to be a common issue in blended families. We end each episode with practical tools and tips that you can start using in your own family to create those stronger bonds.
And every Friday, we bring a little excitement to help jumpstart your weekend by providing fun ideas that you can use in your marriage and with your kids. Or hey, maybe it even just stirs up some other fun ideas to do with your family.
But the most important thing is, don't forget to enjoy the moment. Life is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Now let's get started with today's episode. Dancing. You know, to be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever told you this, and I don't know why I tell you things.
On camera!
I don't know why I tell you things on camera, and you would think that after, you know, almost 15 years of marriage that we would...
have discussed this before. Yeah, we might
have discussed things a little better on this. But that's the cool thing about marriage and family is that you continue learning about each other.
I am so scared what you're going to say.
I have always watched like Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance. Like, I don't watch them religiously, but I have watched, you know, like... I've watched enough of them to get it, but I have always wanted to be able to dance.
Well, that's relieving because I thought you were going to say, I hate dancing.
No, I wished, you know, I've been out to the clubs and...
That was pre-me, but I was also out at the clubs pre-him, so...
In our past life, you know, and I would see these guys... come up there just with complete confidence and they would just rock it. You know, they would just get out
there.
They're
like doing the...
Not the sprinkler.
The sprinkler?
No. No, they actually had like legit dance moves. And then I would sit there and watch like Dance with the Stars and all these guys who professionally dance and they do it so well. And I'm like, I wished I could do that. Like, I really, you know, there's like this inner self that's like, I want to learn. I want to be able to do that. So,
well, and I've always wanted to take a ballroom dancing class. Like, I had thrown it out as a hint for multiple gift ideas for multiple years in a row, hoping that he would take it and we would sign up like on Groupon. They always have like these dance classes. You can go to Houston and learn how to salsa, or even at our like local rec center, they have dance classes. I even once like took a hip hop class at one of the local gyms just because I also have no rhythm. Well, he has rhythm and beat. He just doesn't have dance moves. I don't have any rhythm or beat. And so I was actually a dancer in high school, but it was really hard for me to stay on beat. Like, I can memorize things, but to like move naturally and like for it just to be like sensual. And
whoa. Yeah, like, for your, we just turned this podcast.
We always do.
We went from PG to PG-13.
I said sensual, not sexual.
Well, and that's why we didn't go to R.
So, okay, yeah. But, you know, I wanted my to be able to express like that, just, you know what I'm talking about. You know, just like when you watch Dancing with the Stars, and it's like, you can just, even they're not dating, they're just, you could sense the passion between them as dance partners. And I've always wanted to do that, but he was never taking the hint.
Well, it wasn't until later she learned that I failed mind reading class. And we had that discussion.
That was a whole different lesson.
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, no, just tell me. Just don't, like, beat around the bush. Just, I'm a dude. Just be like, hey, I would really love if you got me this. All right, let me get you that. And so, yeah, I didn't get the hint. I was one of those. I'm sorry. And we moved past that, and we learned. But so we say all this.
Yeah, because it just so happened. I told him, like, my birthday's in February, and so I had told him, like, leading up to that I wanted this dance class. I kept seeing on Instagram, like, where it was, like, country dancing, and you know, learn to, like, flip each other around and all that. I thought at this point we were more likely to go to, like, a country dancing place than somewhere where
we
you
are
would
from
need
Texas.
Ballroom dancing. Yeah, because we are in Texas, or that we might need to go to the club again.
Go to the club.
We might not use those, but I thought country dancing, there may be an opportunity. Like, we go to weddings and stuff, and we had several weddings up at that point, and so that we could go out there and just have a few moves, you know, for ourselves to get out there. So he took the hint, and that birthday he had wrote in the card that I could just order it, like, whatever one I wanted. That
we were going to find a dancing place, because I started looking online just to see what was local, or we're actually close to a big city. We're close to Houston. And so it was, man, once you start opening that up, it's so many things. And so before we go any further, we say all this to give you that out of the box idea. So maybe you and your husband, or your wife, maybe this is something that y'all can relate to, or maybe it spurs another idea for you to do. And this doesn't just have to be a couple's thing. This could actually be a whole family thing, that as a family, y'all learn some dance moves, or you take a dance class or something like that. Just out of the box, something random that you may not have thought of to do that could be fun, that creates those memories and builds those bonds with each other.
So. Especially like when your kids are getting older, like, and then you have those wedding moments that you're going to dance with your kid. Like, being able to break through that ice now and get a few moves, and when you go to celebrate these things, these different events where you go out to dance, that you and them have that thing together. If you're both passionate about dancing, or always wanted to try it, have a secret love but never confessed it to your wife.
You wait till you're on camera. But maybe you are the dancer. Maybe you're like a good dancer and you got that in your belt. Maybe it's sharing that with your family, just not at weddings. Maybe it is teaching your kids, or, you know, we do know a couple to where they do dance together in the household and stuff. So, you know, and that's really cool. That's cool to be able to see that. So, yeah. So yeah, that's a fun thing. So, yeah, instead of being the quiet person like me, feeling like there's this inner self that just wants to jump up and go bust a move, but is too scared because I lack the confidence. So I just sit down at weddings or whatever and be like,
yeah, and I always want to pull him up, but he don't want to look like silly in front of other people.
You gotta have like some dance moves already established, you know?
And, but also he so doesn't like to look ridiculous in front of people that for us to sign up for a class and him look like he don't have the skill set in even a class that's to teach you the skill set brings out an insecurity, right?
It does, but I mean, I've worked on that over all the
you
years.
You were willing to push
past
that.
Yeah, now I do push past those, but yeah, there used to be a big wall that I would not. I'd be like, nope. And so, yeah, I was just kind of reflecting within myself and saying, you know what, if I don't start experiencing some of these things, and that's just self-growth. You know, and that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
That a lot of us don't do. But when you start doing that, man, you experience a different level in life. and it brings out a lot more fun, excitement, joy when you push past the scary moments.
Yeah. The moments of looking ridiculous. I think that's where I'm at a place in my life where I may have took the seat and not got up and looked silly. But now I'm like, you know what? Live a little. You know, like, get up, do the line dance or the belly dance or the whatever. We went to a Egyptian.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't Egyptian there. We were with a bunch of it.
Right.
My friend dating
that was more
someone
of
who's Egyptian.
Indian culture. And, man, it was so cool. Yeah, they did the belly dancing and things. We didn't even know that. But, you know, as we said before, we live close to a big city, Houston, which any one of us could live close enough to a big city to where you might have things. But Houston's very culturally diverse. And yeah, we have a friend who's dating a person from Egypt. And so this is kind of their culture and what they do. And so we went out with them one night and had that experience with the whole belly dance. And they would call people up, you know, to get on the stage with the belly dancer. And she would kind of do the moves and you do it with them. With her, and it's like, you know, my insecurity, especially being a guy, I'm like, you know, but you know, to be able to move past that, just to have fun in those environments is wow, you know,
creating those memories.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. So,
so that brought all of us to this moment that we just want to share with you just something that we ended up purchasing, and it just so happened again, like my birthday was right before the pandemic hit. And so he had given me this gift, but then we couldn't go anywhere. And so then he had reminded me like, hey, you know, you want to find something that, you know, right? Was I the one who reminded me or you started searching?
Right. No, I kind of remind you, I had found a few things, but as I was saying, you know, I was looking at all the different places we could actually go to, but depending on the pricing or what they were offering, We kind of looked at all of that and we found this one option.
I love Christmas. I'm somewhere like right underneath Buddy the Elf. When I was younger, I was just as obnoxious as he is about the joy of the holidays. It was a little easier to keep that excitement when my kids were toddlers, but somewhere over the last decade between the busyness of the season, unrealistic expectations that I put on my family, and having to share our kids with their other parents, that joy was left on hold, waiting for these magical moments to happen. So last year I said, enough is enough. I decided to create an Enjoying the Holiday Challenge. I was wanting to rediscover the magic of the holiday, not only for myself, but for my family too. And I invited some friends to join me, and man, wow, what an impact it had. So it only made sense to keep it going, and I want you to join me too. So we're doing a 30-day Enjoying the Holiday Challenge. You'll get a book along with this, and then some fun other bonuses that I've created to just make the holidays magical and special. This holiday challenge is not about doing more. It's about doing more of the things that matter. So if this is just what you've been needing, click the link in the show notes and get signed up. Now back to the episode.
So this, we're just giving you an idea, and there's all types of things out there similar to it, but maybe you're the type to where you are a little more insecure and you would do better at your house watching a DVD. You know, so we bought this DVD set, and this is a Learn and Master actually, and it's a ballroom dance. And it's really cool because it teaches you all the different, like the foxtrot, the Roomba, it's just all the different type of ballroom style dancing.
The waltz.
And you sit
tango.
There and each one of these take you to another level. You take you to another level. But, you know, and swing dancing, there's swing dancing and things like that. So, but they kind of start teaching you the basic moves. And then you learn that, and then you start adding to that repertoire.
There, look at you, so fancy.
Yeah, I threw out that word. But it's really cool. And, you know, that worked for us. Now, the thing is we tried it, but we got really busy. And so we haven't picked it back up. So as we were thinking about this, like, okay, we're putting this on the calendar. We're going to start making this a date night for us. So not only does it help teach us something new, something out of the box, but now we can incorporate that into date nights that we try to do once a week.
And it is very physically active. So we're like, that could be like our Friday workout. Instead of the 30 minutes that we would spend on our workout, we could have this as our way of moving our body. Because that's like our goal, is to make sure we're moving our body at least 30 minutes a day. So this is just another way that you can embrace that.
Yep.
And put that in there.
Yeah, so that's just one product that we found that we use, and I actually love the DVDs. They do a very good job at teaching.
Yeah.
So that's when we found there's so many out there. You know, there's so many different types. When we started looking, it was like endless on what you want to do. Maybe you want to do hip hop or something of that that you want to do with your family or with your spouse. So let that just spark some ideas, because we don't necessarily have to go out to the rec center, which would be really cool. You know, I think once they do start doing that, that would be fun, because now you're getting with other people, other like-minded people, and creating those memories. Yeah. So,
well, and also, like, we have recently joined into a community of when you just want to learn a new skill set. Like, you want to improve in whatever area. It could be photography, fitness, art, music, anything. So there's this thing, mastermind.com, and people are going on there and sharing their skill set with other people and walking you through the steps. So, I mean, in the courses, they each like vary in the amount of time it takes or the amount of money that it costs, but you can look through all the different courses and then sign up for something, and then you have access to that and you can work through it, video series type thing, at your own pace. It's pretty awesome.
Shameless plug. That is something that we do have an 8-week roadmap for blended families. Like, we walk from the A to the Z. So if you want to go more in depth in blended families and you're having some struggles, or you just want to learn and grow, we put that course on the mastermind.com. That's just a place where you can host courses at. And so that's one. But within that community in mastermind.com, they have people that teach you photography, how to take pictures, how to dance, how to, you know, yoga. I mean, they have whatever.
Yeah.
They have a course for it, and they're teaching that. So,
I mean, there's cooking classes on there. There's one, like, her heritage is like an Italian, like, right?
She did Italian cooking because that was a way she could stay connected to her culture. And she felt like she was so removed from her culture that this was something she wanted to bring out to kind of just be that remembrance for her, but to be able to share with everyone else that little piece of her culture. So there's all different kinds of things on mastermind.com. So that's another great place to look. And we'll put that link in the show notes to where maybe there you can find a dancing thing there. Maybe you're just getting online, Amazon, Google, and all these different places just to do something
different. Or again, like Groupon is a great place that you can go on there and look. And they usually have them on there for like 50% off to take, like, you and your partner, and y'all go spend an hour or 2 hour class together. So just an idea. Again, it's not anything like ridiculous, but it's out of the box. It's not your normal date night. And like most of the things we share with you, it might, like, that little tinge of like, can't we just sit on the TV or sit on the couch and watch TV?
Can we sit on the TV?
You could if we had TVs back from the 90s.
I was going to say, if they were back in the 80s and 90s, you could, because they were big and bulky.
The big TVs.
Yeah,
so you put your new TV on top of your old TV.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Now you can.
Our natural tendency is to want to like sit and do the normal things. But these are moments that just create memories and create connections like never before. So
let that spark an idea in you. Maybe there's something, your inner self, your inner child, that wants to just run out and say, I've always wanted to be able to do this, but just never
Don't wait almost 15 years to tell your spouse that that's what you wanted to do. Tell them now. It's
that's
okay
right.
If you're a guy and you want to dance.
I just want to dance.
Oh, man. If you watch us on YouTube, you get a little bit of an extra bonus.
You know, there you go. But we do that. One day, we're going to be like phenomenal dancers, and we are going to rock a wedding. We're going to be like the wedding crashers, to where we like go wedding hopping just so we can dance.
I want to be that old Hispanic couple that you see on Facebook, like that people share all the time, that are just really getting it.
Oh, yeah. They're
like, They were like moving so fast and so good. I was like, that's what I want to be like 50 years from now.
Everybody else looking at them going, goals.
Yeah, hashtag relationship goals.
So yeah, let that just spark some ideas. Maybe you've always had that little dancing jump inside of you that just needs to get out. So that's one way to do it. So boom, there it is. Go dancing.
Another idea.
Go dancing. You can do it at your house.
Wherever you're at right now, just give me a little shimmy. Give me a shimmy. Oh yeah. You can see that we need this class.
Yeah, we need it really bad. In fact, we need a refresher from what we've already done.
Yeah, like, so okay. Stay tuned because we are picking it back up.
That's right. So awesome, guys. Love you. Let that be encouraging. Go dance and enjoy each other. Spend that time together. Be intentional. And we'll see you on the next go around.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another fun Friday here at Enjoying Your Blended Family. All the links we talked about today are in the show notes. And if you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe because it's free and it lets you know when we have another episode out for you to listen to.
And if you don't mind helping us out so we can start reaching more people, leave us a rating and review. You never know when we'll give you a shout out. Until next time, have fun being intentional and remember to enjoy the moment.